We spoke the other day to Jacinta Allen about the works going on the Melbourne to Echuca line, which of course affects many areas around Bendigo. And we decided to get a different perspective on it as well, because the use of buses is one of the issues that comes into play. Steph Ryan's the Deputy Leader of the Nationals and Shadow Minister for Transport, and she joins us on the show this morning. Steph, good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Call.
Good morning.
Steph, what do you think the main problem is with the V-Line at the moment in our area?
Well, it's not running, to start with.
That's fair, a good start.
Yeah,
yep.
Fair point. So
okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've obviously had this situation, which I think everyone could anticipate, that at some point a member of V-Line staff would get COVID, but how the state government has allowed that to shut down the entire network is just beyond me. I just think the scenario planning wasn't there 18 months, you know, after this whole thing started. So what I've been saying is they should be introducing rapid testing of V-Line staff and drivers to make sure that if someone does contract COVID, it's detected before it spreads throughout the whole workforce and inconveniences thousands of commuters by shutting down the whole network.
So with the situation, how would you think they could handle it? Just have people in reserve, or what would you call for?
Well, throughout other countries, and particularly throughout Europe, they're using rapid antigen testing technology, and that is available basically on pharmacy shelves. So people in frontline roles will take a test in the morning before they leave home, and if that clears them and reads a negative result, then they go off to work. So people need to use it frequently, but it has the impact of actually detecting COVID often when people are asymptomatic as well and before they start spreading it in the community. So the federal government has indicated that the Therapeutic Goods Administration, they believe, will soon approve rapid testing for at-home use. So at the moment in Australia, it can only be used with the supervision of a medical practitioner. But very soon, it's expected that it will be able to be used more in a more widespread fashion, like it is in the UK and the like. So what we've been saying is, why don't we deploy that technology in frontline-facing roles, like a V-Line driver or emergency services workers, nurses and the like, so that instead of someone contracting COVID and shutting down a whole system or workforce like V-Line, because that driver then, you know, went to the tea room and transmitted it to other people and you ended up with, you know, almost the entire V-Line staff furloughed. If that person was detected before they actually got to work, then you avoid that whole situation. And I just can't understand why the state government doesn't want to do that. New South Wales and the federal government have actually gone to market to request supplies of rapid tests, and Victoria's just sitting on its hands.
But is it also partially not another case of initially being too slow by the feds anyway? Because I don't think there's too many that would argue against the fact that the rollout, whilst now it has a good momentum in terms of vaccinations, was a bit slow getting going, and there was probably a few things that they stuffed up along the way. So should this have been looked at earlier?
I wouldn't argue that with that. You know, I do think the vaccine rollout has been less than ideal and there's culpability from both the state and the federal government in that, particularly in the state government's messaging. But the issue is that this technology exists and it can be deployed now. It requires a bit more work, but it can be deployed now. New South Wales are actually using it in their aged care system in Sydney. So aged care workers are being tested before they go to work in Sydney, and yet Victoria doesn't want to adopt it. It's almost like it wasn't the government's idea, so they just don't want to do it.
Just finally, Steph, we had a caller. This is off the topic we're talking about, but we had a caller whose workshop is directly opposite Gornung Station. He said he had no consultation, and the rebuild is really impacting his work. Would it be standard to inform a company that work was going on opposite them?
I would have thought so. I think that's pretty disappointing, particularly given how long the state government is taking to deliver this whole project. The Bendigo-Echuca line upgrade was actually slated for completion at the start of this year when it was first announced 3 years ago. It was supposed to be done and dusted by now. So given that they are taking such a long time on the project, I would have thought that the community consultation would have been better than that, and I think they're probably questions for your local member to answer as the responsible minister.
Okay. Steph, nice to chat. Thank you very much for your input and for being a guest on the Wake Up Call this morning.
Lovely to speak to you both. Thanks so much.
Steph Ryan, Deputy Leader of the National Shadow Minister for Transport.